The federal government will today reveal the future of the income support measures which have cushioned the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The $70 billion JobKeeper program will be extended beyond its September end date, but the payments will be reduced from the current $1,500 a fortnight. The scheme will also be split into two tiers. The Prime Minister and Treasurer will also announce changes to the JobSeeker unemployment benefit. Results from early trials of a coronavirus vaccine developed by Oxford University show that it's safe and trains the immune system to fight the virus in volunteers. The findings are promising and larger trials are now underway. Researchers hope if they're successful, up to 1 million doses could be available to frontline workers by September, with the vaccine more widely available by the end of the year. Health authorities are appealing for worshippers at a Western Sydney church to immediately self-isolate after 3 confirmed coronavirus cases among its parishioners. They're among hundreds being tested across the state as Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns New South Wales is at a critical point. And Victoria has close to 3,000 active COVID-19 cases as the state prepares to enforce a mandatory mask policy from this Thursday.